Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. The conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus is one of the highlights of the book of Acts, and certainly one of the highlights of Christianity. To take a man who was, by his own admission, a Pharisee. He had an understanding of the Torah, the Jewish law, that supersedes most of anybody we've ever met, probably. And yet, this man who's breathing out threatenings against the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem, who has received permission from the leaders of Judaism of that day to arrest, imprison, and even in some cases kill the most ardent followers of the way, has had an experience on the road to Damascus that will transform not only his life, but honestly, the direction of the early church. The power of the Holy Spirit in Saul to transform a man is one of the great case studies of Christianity. Saul is certainly not on par with a Hitler, but in his day, what he was doing was Hitler-esque. And the transformation that it will overcome him, and then the disciples are faced with what I think is often overlooked in the church. It had to be a difficult day when Peter and James and John and Philip and all of the others are confronted by the newly converted Saul. They have to wonder, is this a trick? Should we trust him? Can we forgive him? And the fact that they so quickly embrace him and so readily accept what he has to say tells us a couple of things. Tells us, number one, Saul was greatly respected. To be received so quickly, there was a great deal of respect for Saul, the man who understood the law. No doubt his piousness was not in question. But it's also a testament to the power of the Holy Spirit to transform not only a man, but the attitudes of the early church who received Saul with grace. The first word of the 20th verse to me is telling. Immediately, he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Saul goes to work instantly, doing exactly what he had come to Damascus to imprison people for doing. And he does not preach Christ as a past character. It does not say immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he was the Son of God. The wording is very specific, that he is the Son of God. And so for Saul, who yesterday, for purposes of our illustration, who yesterday believed that Jesus was a blasphemer who had been killed and his body stolen by this group called the Way, who were trying to convince people of another way, is now himself so convinced that Jesus was who he said he was, that he is referring to him in the current present tense. He is the Son of God, which means Saul believes the very tenet of Christianity, that Christ, Jesus was the Christ, and being the Christ, died and then was resurrected and still lives. Saul has embraced that. He has not embraced some alternate form, some hybrid form. He has embraced that Christ is indeed the Son of God. We'll go into the amazement of the crowd tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.